A 1989 classic there from Elton John to start us off on the last hour of Morning Magazine this morning. Now, have you ever thought about volunteering your time at a really cool historical village? One of the top tourist destinations in Moreton Bay is the Caboolture Historical Village, with the beautiful heritage buildings of note set in 12 acres of peaceful landscape just north of the town centre. For over 40 years, volunteers have developed the village into the major tourist attraction in the region that it is. And even to this day, it still operates entirely by volunteers. So this morning, Morning Magazine wanted to catch up with Beverly Hutchins. And Beverly is the volunteer coordinator for the village. I'm going to have a little chat with her. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Beverly, I'm incredibly curious about hearing your experience volunteering at the Caboolture Historical Village. Actually, what drew you to getting involved there?
Well, like many of your listeners, I drove past the historical village all the time and didn't make time to go in. Well, 18 months ago, thereabouts, I was looking for a non-for-profit organisation to volunteer at to fulfil my Centrelink job seeker obligations. So I went in to see what opportunities there may be. I couldn't believe what I'd missed out on. I remember being impressed with the presentation of the immaculate gardens and the grounds, the atmosphere that was brought to life by the buildings and the items of history displayed in them. It was like stepping back in time. I was intrigued. Understatement.
Absolutely.
I was offered a role that I knew I would love, as I could apply my previous work experience to it. And I did love it. Even though I'm in a different role now, I still love volunteering there. I have a great boss, and I especially love working alongside the other volunteers, many of which have become my friends now. It's great.
Now, Beverly, we'd love to hear about the village, and it sounds as though you've got volunteering doing all sorts of pretty cool things, from train driving to reenactments. How about that then? Let's have a little listen about what is available there.
Well, Rosemary, we have it all. From administration roles, front reception and back office functions, to maintenance roles, whether it's machinery, buildings or gardens and grounds, or restoration of vehicles. We have blacksmiths, bush rangers and cafe staff, wonderful cafe staff. That is just a few of the many roles. But we're always looking for new volunteers. And right now, we need some demonstrators for our school program, tour guides for our many community group bookings. And so if you're listening and you love interacting with people young and old and are a good communicator, we would love to hear from you. And of course, we always need gardeners and cleaners. And cleaners, the good part is no toilets. We get somebody else to do that for you. All these roles are extremely important, Rosemary, and it's absolutely necessary to the running of our village. We rely on and appreciate our wonderful volunteers.
Now, Beverly, for somebody who hasn't volunteered before, but they're keen to become involved, maybe hearing about the Heritage Day would be a great way to start. What would you say to encourage them to give volunteering a go at the village for that particular event?
Yes, Heritage Day, Sunday, the 4th of August, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. What a great day to come along and experience our village in all its grandeur. If anyone's listening today and you would like the opportunity to work alongside one of our experienced volunteers for the day, you will see how the different roles at the village work together. Whether you come for a few hours or stay for the day, you just need to register your interest to volunteer with me or our events coordinator before the end of July. Rosemary, I have no doubt that if your listeners come for a day, they will want to sign up to be one of our regular volunteers. Prior experience, not necessary. However, a willingness to learn and to have fun is. The village is a great place to offer your skills or gain some, and maybe new friends, while we enhance and preserve the village for generations to come.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun to me, Beverly, and you're getting involved with the community, you're meeting new people, and it's always good fun for you, as
yes,
well as the people
absolutely.
That you're volunteering with. So after hearing about the Caboolture Historical Village has to offer, who's feeling a little bit inspired to go and volunteer there? How can you go about it? Go to the website and click on Volunteers. I'm sure Beverly and any one of the team will be happy to talk to you. Bev, thanks very much for coming on and chatting about the volunteering program at the Caboolture Historical Village. We love our village very, very much, and you're keeping our community connected. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.